I'll just let the beat ride out. Anyway, enough of that. Welcome back to my show. My name is Johnny Anomaly. I, of course, am your host. And on this episode, I will actually be talking about my experience from this year's Jambalaya Writers Conference, a writers conference that featured so many great authors, including the Goosebumps author himself, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. R.L. Stine. And what a great experience it was. And let's just get right into the episode. Once again, you can always find me on social media. Check out all the social media platforms. Find me on my website, johnnyanomaly.com, as well as call in the Anchor. Download the Anchor app and call in my radio station, my podcast station, I'm sorry. And yeah, drop me a message. Let me know what you think. Questions, comments, concerns, whatever. And I'll take into consideration and possibly even air what you have to say on the show. So thank you so much. Let's get into it. So I'm going to be honest, I'm still kind of geeking out about being a part of this year's Jambalaya Writers Conference that was held at the Main Branch Library right here in Houma. It was so incredible. I've learned so much from being a part of that. And huge shout out to Jesse Suyer for allowing me to come and not only be a part of it, but to actually host a workshop. And I wish I can just name drop so Naomi, who was there assisting me as well, thank you so much. I wish I could just name drop everyone involved who put on such an incredible event. I met so many great authors, poets, and just all around just great writers. And I actually recall I was actually talking to a guy who for about, oh my gosh, probably about 2.5 to 3 hours, honestly, this one guy, and he was just kind of talking to me about all these ideas he had, and, you know, and how he hopes to be a part of such an event as well. And man, all I could do was just encourage him to just not give up. Just don't give up. Just keep pursuing it for the love of it. Like, if you enjoy writing, you enjoy spoken word poetry, whatever it is, just keep pursuing it. Not to say that there's a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow and chasing that dream will, you know, one day bring you any amount of fame or fortune or whatever. No, just do it for the love of it. And so that's exactly what I'm doing. That's exactly what I do. I just simply enjoy it. And to be a part of such an incredible, phenomenal, amazing event as the Jambalaya Writers Conference is just so much of a huge blessing to me. Like, that to me is a huge accomplishment, because as many of you may not know, so many great authors like nationwide come here to showcase their books and their materials, including this year's keynote speaker, Mr. R.L. Stine, which was a pleasure to meet and actually be a part of his workshop, and to hear him kind of talk about his upbringing and how he got started with writing the Goosebumps series, you know. And so his inspiration behind some of those stories was really inspiring to me. And another thing that really stood out to me that day was Jack Bedell, which is actually the Louisiana Poet Laureate. And so I was actually attending his workshop before actually hosting my own. And I mean, it was like right before I was hosting mine. And so I literally, after I was just so fired up, just so pumped up, was able to go downstairs and host my own workshop with actually some of the same audience that was in his workshop as well. So it was just really cool. And they just got like a double dose of just like pure awesomeness. It was just amazing. And so to be able to hear, he's more of a formal poet, and but to be able, it's still like so many things like we're on the same page on, and there's just so much I learned from him, and so many things that I even realize that I do that is very similar to his style and to how he gets his words across and how he, you know, comes up with his ideas for poetry and stuff like that, and just storytelling in general. We had a lot in common, and that just really, really was inspirational to me. And so just kind of like talking about like that day, first of all, I was there promoting my book, Fragments of a Broken Man, which I did horrible at promoting it because for the most part, I wasn't even at my table. I was actually wandering around and kind of just shaking hands and just meeting other authors and just kind of, you know, getting advice and stuff like that. And so actually, Marty Dumas, who is actually from New Orleans, and she is a great, great author. We shared a table. And so we were kind of near each other. And when I would kind of come back every now and then to, you know, just kind of sit down and rest a little bit, she was there to tell me, like, you know, there were a few people who actually came by to actually purchase your book, but I didn't know what to tell them or how much you were charging. And so, you know, yeah, I missed out on some book sales that day, but it's all good. So, and some people actually, they just kind of, some people actually took the book and actually just came meet me. And so that's how, but from what I understand, there's like a lot that I kind of missed out on, which is all good, just because I was just so in the moment and just so excited to even just be there and just be in the midst of so many great authors. And it was just really cool. And just to be a part of a community that appreciates the art of just writing and storytelling, it's phenomenal. So I hope I can be a part of it maybe again next year. If not, maybe the year after that or the year after that. Either way, I would be glad to be a part of such an event again. As I've said in the last episode, I'm actually working on a new book. So maybe I can go there and promote that and maybe kind of stay put long enough to be able to talk to the people that come to my table. But anyway, so maybe you're at a point where you just feel like kind of giving up. And you're not really seeing the results that you were expecting from pouring everything you have into your craft. But now is not the time to give up on that. You just got to keep going, keep pushing. And you never know where you'll be at in a year from now, 6 months from now, whatever, 2 years from now. Normally, I mean, it could take years. But if you just enjoy what you do, then it won't matter anyway, however long it takes to get noticed. Just enjoy the ride. Just enjoy creating for the sake of creating. If you enjoy what you do, then you've won. You know what I mean? So just enjoy what you do. And, you know, sometimes your audience will find you. You won't have to go out and actually find your audience. They'll find you if you're good enough. Like I heard someone say once, I believe it was Steve Martin. He's like, be so good that they can't ignore you. Be so good that they can't ignore you. So they'll come to you. If you're good enough, if you're making enough noise, if you're kind of shaking things up a little bit, you'll get noticed, you'll get recognized, and your audience will find you. And so just, I want to encourage you to just be practicing to be so good that you make it look easy. And, you know, I get this a lot. So many people ask me if I freestyle, and to be honest, I can't. I really wish I could. And sometimes, like, it's kind of embarrassing, but I really do. Like, I try to freestyle. I try to kind of practice that and kind of just always be kind of on the sporadic type of artist. I would love to do that. I would love to just get behind a microphone and just spit it and just let it roll. But unfortunately, I'm just not at that point yet. And anyway, so the point that I'm trying to make is that I practice so much and I memorize my pieces, and sometimes I screw up. Sometimes I don't get through them as easily as other times. But what I, to be able to get a compliment by even asking if I freestyle is great for me, because it shows that I've honestly practiced so much and I've kind of honed it down so much where it flows more freely and it looks more natural, as opposed to me just looking like I'm trying to fight for the words and look like I'm just kind of stumbling over my words. And to me, that's a compliment if someone ever asks if I freestyle, because I want to be that good. And I encourage you to hone in on your craft and just be so good that you make it look easy. And like I said, your audience will find you. And that doesn't mean you can just sit back and just wait for them. You got to go out. You have to take chances. Go to an open mic. Ask for opportunities. Don't be afraid to ask. Put yourself out there. And you know what? You might get rejected. You might get turned down. But still, if you are doing it for the sheer joy of doing it, because you honestly can't see yourself doing something else, because that what you do brings you so much joy and so much fulfillment, then yeah, like I posted the other day, and just feeling like this, like when you're stuck in this rut where you just feel like you're not being as creative as you should be. Look, I have three kids. I have so much responsibility when I get off of work. You know, dishes have to be done, laundry has to be done, all these things that just life, like things have to get done. Like, you know, supper has to be made. Now, most of the time that's my wife who takes care of that. But, you know, some days, some nights, you know, I've kind of put that on myself, or if my wife's not feeling up to it, then, you know, I'll assume that responsibility. No problem. But then, you know, when I realize it gets so late, and just even now it's about midnight and I have to be at work for 7 o'clock in the morning. And so, you know, it's just finding that time to be creative. And, you know, sometimes you have to fight for it. And, you know, you just have to make the time, because otherwise, if I'm not doing this even right now, even though I know I may be tired tomorrow, I may be dragging behind a little bit, I know that I'll have this sense of just accomplishment by just recording this podcast tonight and really just making it happen. And that's the same thing for you. It's just that, you know, without doing this, like I feel like I'm almost like kind of smothering, you know, when I'm not being creative, when I'm not writing a poem or a song or anything like that, when I'm just not being creative or even thinking of an idea for a podcast episode or anything like that, when kind of the wheels of creativity just kind of stop spinning, I get kind of miserable. And that's a place I don't really want to be. And so I encourage you, like for me, like whether it's 5, 15 or 500 people listening to this podcast, it really, to me, just for the sense of accomplishment to be able to even do this and kind of fight past all of my negative feelings and doubts and stuff like that is a huge accomplishment for me. So, like I said, I was really stoked to be able to recap my day at the Jambalaya Writers Conference. Kind of jumping back into that right now. But yeah. And so there's actually a scripture I want to share with you. It comes from the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 16. It says, "A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men." Now, I can definitely testify to that just because of that conference. I mean, R.L. Stein as the keynote speaker, to even be around these people, like I never would have even imagined or even would have thought, or at least not this soon. Now, granted, I have been doing this for a few years. This year will be 6 years since I've been doing this, but to be able to publish my own book and to be invited to something like that, I would have never thought. Like, that really was never the aim for me. Like, so every little thing, like, it's just a blessing to me. Every little opportunity, and I say little, but it's really huge. I'm going to be honest with you. It's a very huge opportunity for me. And so that scripture just always sticks out to me. Like I'm going to say it again, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. And I don't think this is the end of the road for me either. I think this is really just the beginning of what's in store for me. And I could be absolutely just dead wrong, but I'm going to remain optimistic about it and say that this is really just the beginning for me. Now, to kind of segue back into some of the experiences that I had there, I want to go through some notes that I actually took in Jack Bedell's workshop. And he really made some good points, very just practical points. He said, give yourself permission to write horrible first drafts. Now, right off the top, like, I am one person who I don't give myself that permission often. I really just aim for perfection, just one shot, and I just want to get it all, you know, and it's really not the case. I really, to be honest, hold myself back more than I help myself. when it comes to that, and really, because really I have a problem when I just staring at a blank page. And one thing I learned was that just kind of claim the page, whether it's just writing your initials or writing a line across it, because a blank page is very intimidating. And so I am intimidated by that. And I'm sure a lot of other writers are too, because it's like, where do you start? You know, where do you begin this with trying to just pinpoint what exactly you want to say in this exact moment? And so sometimes that could be nerve-wracking for me. So just that quote, just by him saying that, just to give yourself permission to write horrible first drafts, meant a lot to me. And really just kind of, like I said, as practical as it is, it just meant so much to me and really made me just focus more on just writing something as opposed to aiming for perfection the first go round, which if I'm honest, I mean, that holds me back more than anything. And so some other stuff he was saying also in that area, he said, you can always revise toward form. So really just kind of getting everything out the way as far as the rules, the expectations, any idea that you, what you think the poem or whatever you're writing should be, just toss it out the window and just write. Just write. Forget what you think it should be, and just let it flow. Just write. And so don't worry about it being formal or being grammatically correct. Just write. And I feel like you would just get more accomplished that way anyway, without kind of putting those restrictions on yourself at first. And I mean, you can always go back and revise and do all that. But just to the initial writing process of just sitting down and just spilling your guts out on paper, it's a great feeling. So I encourage it. Because you never really know how that poem that you're writing is going to take shape and kind of grow. Because even some of my poems have started out with some cheesy lines that really didn't make much sense in the beginning, but after a little revision and editing, you know, have grown into some of the some of my favorite poems to perform and recite live. So, yeah, and some of my favorite lyrics actually started from just spilling it out and just kind of opening that faucet of creativity and just letting it flow. And so, yeah. So, and like I said, who knows? Like, you might just have this idea and you write it and, you know, who knows? You publish it. Next thing you know, you're, you know, doing an event with R.L. Stine or one of your favorite authors. And you just never know. You never know where this gift will take you. So, and wherever it does take you, just enjoy the ride. And like I said, just don't look down on yourself or feel so inadequate that you don't accomplish anything. Like, you have it. You have the talent. You have the ability. Make it happen. Make it work for yourself. And, you know, enjoy it. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. I know everything was kind of like, I was just scatterbrained. I actually record this podcast on two separate nights, which both being around midnight. And, you know, just finding time to actually create this thing. And I really enjoy talking about my experiences, and I hope they help you in some way, shape, or form, like I tend to always say. But really, ultimately, that's really my goal, is just to encourage other people, like, who may have just don't maybe not know where to start with their gift. And really just start with what you have. I talked about that in the last episode. Start with what you have, with where you are. Like, when I began, like, I didn't know I would even go into the places I've gone into, not just the writer's conference, just even in the presence of other poets, to be able to be invited to events like at Nichols, where my friend Farron hosts Relate, and to be in, like, to see those students perform, and just to be in like the midst of that is a huge honor to me. Like, never would I have thought I'd be even in a place like that. You know what I mean? Because I have no degree in this. I have no English degree or any kind of certificate or anything like that. I don't have a publishing deal. I don't have a recording contract. I don't have anything like that, but I'm working with what I have, and it's so far so good. Now, there are areas where I can definitely improve on and improve in, and you know, I strive to make improvements, and I strive to give it everything I've got. And so I encourage you to do the same thing and stop looking around at what everyone else has, what everyone else is accomplishing. Like, be glad for them. Like, one thing that sticks with me, like, is a quote that by Gary Vaynerchuk. And it says, it's hard to beat someone who wants you to win. And that's where I am. Like, friends or even people who want to compete. Like, I don't want to compete with anyone. Like, I'm in my own lane. Like, I'm just worried about me and where I'm going. And so I don't really have time to compete. It's really exhausting. So you shouldn't have the time either to compete. You should be so focused on improving your craft that you really don't have time to really look in the other lane and see what everyone else is doing and try to keep up with them. Just do your own thing. And like I said, no telling where it'll lead you. Like, I had no idea. Like, I never would have thought that I would be in a position where I'm able to go to events and like events such as the Jambalaya Writers Conference and be invited to that and just invited to the schools that I go to and the colleges and just stuff like that. Like, the, whether it's like jazz clubs or churches or whatever, like, just to be able to do what I do with what I have is incredible. And I'm just so thankful and appreciative for every opportunity that I get. And I don't take it for granted. Like, it really means a lot to me that someone would give me a chance. So if you've ever allowed me on your stage to pick up a mic and say what I need to say, thank you so much. Or attend a writer's conference or anything, really anything, even invite me to a writing group or to your classroom, whatever. Thank you. And thank you to the listeners for being there and sticking with me this far into the podcast. Thank you so much. Be sure to check out the next episode where I will be discussing my poem Torches and kind of give the backstory about that poem. And so that should be fun. Being that it is National Poetry Month, I want to kind of cram in some of my poetry. And so, yeah, as well as premiere a new poem titled Undertow. So until next time, remember to find me on the web at johnnyanomaly.com and on all social media platforms. And always remember to speak up, stand out, and stay creative.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.